This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's authorities say that about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrike last week that blasted open a Mariupol theater. That would make it the war's deadliest known attack on civilians yet. Meanwhile, Russian forces appear to have halted, at least for now, their ground offensive aimed at capturing the capital, Kyiv, and they're concentrating more on the fighting for control of the Donbas region in the country's southeast. That is according to a senior U.S. defense official. The bloodshed in Mariupol is fueling allegations Moscow has committed war crimes by killing civilians, whether deliberately or by indiscriminate fire. Russian forces have repeatedly attacked Ukrainian medical facilities during the war in Ukraine. We get more details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The AP Frontline War Crimes Watch Ukraine Project documented at least 34 assaults in Ukraine that have struck hospitals, ambulances, medics, patients, and even newborns.
This is a war of aggression.
David Sheffer, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, says the Russians know what they're doing.
The law of war literally uses the words, do not hit schools, do not hit hospitals, do not hit cultural sites. I mean, they actually use those words in the law.
Sheffer says he expects the International Criminal Court to indict Vladimir Putin.
This is a top-down aggressive war, so there's no question of his superior responsibility in waging this war.
Deliberate attacks on hospitals will likely be a top priority for war crimes prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
And just 60 miles from the Ukrainian border, U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute Friday to Poland for giving refuge to more than 2 million Ukrainians who have fled their country since Russia's invasion. He also met with Poland's president and consulted with humanitarian experts about what's needed to mitigate the suffering. There's more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has prayed for peace in Ukraine in a ceremony that harks back to a century-old apocalyptic prophecy about peace in Russia. The prophecy was sparked by purported visions of the Virgin Mary to three peasant children in Portugal in 1917. Francis invited bishops, priests, and ordinary faithful around the world to join him in the consecration prayer on Friday afternoon. A papal envoy celebrated a simultaneous service at the shrine in Fatima. The prayer ritual is of deep spiritual importance to many Catholics. Friday's event was Francis's latest effort to rally prayers for an end to the war while keeping an open option for dialogue with Russian Orthodox Church. The United States says it will seek tougher UN Security Council sanctions after North Korea said it test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Friday the U.S. would propose a measure to update and strengthen the Council's sanctions, though she did not specify how. But veto-wielding China and Russia have recently called instead for lifting sanctions on North Korea, citing its economic troubles. Thursday's launch extended a barrage of weapons demonstrations this year. The analysts say are aimed at forcing the U.S. to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear power and remove sanctions. Meanwhile, the U.S. responded to the launch by imposing new sanctions of its own. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have attacked an oil depot in the Saudi city of Jeddah ahead of a Formula One race in the kingdom. It's the rebels' highest-profile assault yet, but authorities pledged this weekend's race will go on. The attack targeted the same fuel depot that the Houthis had attacked in recent days. No injuries were reported in that attack. The plant sits just southeast of the city's international airport, a crucial hub for Muslim pilgrims heading to Mecca. Scientists are now concerned because an ice shelf the size of New York City collapsed in East Antarctica, an area that had long been thought to be stable. The collapse last week was the first time scientists have ever seen an ice shelf collapse in this cold area of Antarctica. It happened in the beginning of a freak warm spell that brought temperatures more than 70 degrees warmer than usual. The ice shelf has been melting for decades. Then in 2020, it melted, accelerated, and then it collapsed last week. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities now say about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrike last week that blasted open a Mariupol theater. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.